0 light level 350.
Out of light level 210.
Yeah, never accidentally deploy your spoilers on takeoff. Just don't do it.
Oh.
Oh. Whoopsies.
Seconds. Expected 2:52 and 18 seconds p.m. 12:52 Zulu time. Local time 2:47 and 8 seconds p.m.
Yeah, 2 hours 38 minutes. Yeah. It's about a minute off.
Control Aeroflot 2184 is with you, level at flight level 350.
Roger, Aeroflot 2184.
Control, World Travel 181 with you, flight level 330.
World Travel 181, roger, continue present heading.
World Travel 181.
America 1040 contact control on 132.1.
132.1 American 1040.
What?
Control American 1040 level at light level 400.
America 1040 Roger.
Flight plan section from Oscar to USC, heading 604 degrees, distance 29 nautical miles, 3 minutes, 46 seconds, expected 317 and 59 seconds p.m., 1317 Zulu time, local time 314 and 12 seconds p.m., 1314 Zulu time.
Roger, Aeroflot 2184.
Control, World Travel 181, level at flight level 330.
World Travel 181, roger.
not radio to his distance measuring equipment and back poles. Flight plan section from UMC to Suco, heading 603 degrees, distance 38 nautical miles, 4 minutes, 58 seconds, expected 3:23 and 2 seconds p.m., 13:23 Zulu time, local time 3:18 and 3 seconds p.m., 13:18 Zulu time.
Ooh, Midsummer Night's Dream.
Control, Oryx 8932, level at flight level 310.
Oryx
8932.
Hours, 2 minutes, and 30-odd seconds.
Control. World Travel 2062 is with you, auto flight level 290. World Travel 2062.
Thank you. what I wanted.
Control, Belarus Avia 952 with you, level flight level 220.
Belarus Avia 952. Roger.
Flight plan section from Soccer to Wuhan, heading 602 degrees, distance 12 nautical miles, 1 minute, 36 seconds, expected 3:24 and 51 seconds PM, 13:24 Zulu time, local time 3:23 and 14 seconds PM, 13:23 Zulu time.
Definitely blues is sh.
Flight plan section for Wuhan to MNS, heading 602 degrees, distance 47 nautical miles, 6 minutes, 11 seconds, expected 3:30 and 49 seconds PM, 13:30 Zulu time, local time 3:24 and 38 seconds PM, 13:24 Zulu time.
Belarus Avia 952. Descend and maintain. Flight level 190.
Flight level 190. Belarus Avia 952.
Belarus AV 952 descend to 16,000.
Roger, descend to 16,000. Belarus Avia 952.
Belarus AVA 952 descend and maintain 14,000.
Control America 9918 out of 13,000.
Roger America 9918 continue present helic NH1014.
Roger 1014 America 9918.
Belarus AVI 52 descend to 12,000.
Down to 12,000. Belarus AVI 952.
Belarus AVI 952 descend and maintain 10,000.
Descend and maintain 10,000. Belarus AVIA 952.
Control Oryx 6693 level at 10,000.
Oryx 6693 NH1015.
1015 Oryx 6693. We'll be right back.
Flight plan section from MNS to the 3601 degrees. Distance 49 nautical miles, 6 minutes, 25 seconds. Expected 3:37 and 39 seconds PM. 13:37 Zulu time. Local time 3:31 and 13 seconds PM. 13:31 Zulu time.
Control. World travel 181 with you, level 8,000.
World travel 181
1015. World travel 181.
Nav radio 1 is back calls.
Oscar, Hotel Charlie Sierra Mike, Roger, continue, present heading.
Oscar, Hotel Charlie Sierra Mike.
MasterJet 00, is the chat working now?
Yeah, was it broken before? Oh, yeah, it was, because I kind of forgot to, turn it on at the beginning of the stream.
Control, echo,
and I was gone for like...
0635 is with you at flight level 220.
Yeah, that's right. Yep, it was broken, so it's my fault. And hello.
Control, Air China 962 is with you out of flight level 350.
Air China 962.
MasterJet 00, that Air China was far from Chinese.
No, but, hey, maybe I'm American and, you know, it's China and that's the job I could get. You know, you never know. Maybe my family moved to China and, I liked it there so much, I stayed, got a job with Air China, and I don't have a Chinese accent. Because I was raised here.
Master Jack 00. Jesus, I have 43.9k.
Oh.
Master Jack 00. Channel points.
Oh. Nice.
Vicinity Express, set 08717,000.
Pacific Express, 6087,
NH1015. 1015, Vicinity Express, set 087.
I need to have... I need to create my, big, reward thing. Done it yet.
Flight plan section from the Victorian, heading 600 degrees, distance 11 nautical miles, 1 minute, 30 seconds, expected 3:39 and 36 seconds p.m., 13:39 Zulu time, local time 3:38 and 6 seconds p.m., 13:38 Zulu time. Master Jack 00, got the need for FS real time is real.
Yeah, but I don't know if it works with prepared. And I heard it crashes or something, like a lot.
Master Jack 00, it absolutely does. I use it. Master Jack 00, I've never had it crash.
I think someone said that it crashed or something. Oh, but I had it leaving at 3 o'clock, so... UTC, 3 a.m. UTC, so, yeah.
Master Jack 00, it might crash for you.
It might.
Flight plan section for going to be wet, heading 600 degrees, distance 49 nautical miles, 6 minutes, 26 seconds, expected 3:45 and 48 seconds p.m., 13:45 Zulu time, local time 3:39 and 21 seconds p.m., 13:39 Zulu time. Master Jack 00, everything crashes for you.
Yeah, we know. Including PF3, which, shouldn't have, like, that day.
Jessie, 123. Hi, sweetie.
Hey, sweetie. Hey, Jessie.
Master Jack 00. It's 23:41Z. Jessie, 123. Called you on Discord. I think you can join the call.
Oh, okay.
Master Jack 00, so it's at least 8 hours off.
But I'm in Russia right now.
Jessic 123, miss you lots. Master Jack 00, UTC doesn't change no matter where in the world you are.
No. I know that, but I mean local time Russian.
Master Jack 00, ideal flight gives you UTC time first, which is what's 8 hours off.
Oh! Apparently, my UTC time is 8 hours off. I'm gonna look for FS real time.
Master Jack 00, it says it's 3 something PM UTC time right now.
Oh god, it's more than 8 hours off. It's actually, Fourteen hours off.
Jessic 123, hi there Jake. Master Jack 00, no it's not.
Well, if it's 11 a.m.
Jessic 123, going to eat a buttermilk chicken sandwich.
Oh, yum. If it's 11 p.m. UTC and it's saying it's 3 p.m. UTC, then...
With some Frenchy fries.
Oh, yum. Sounds good.
Master Jake 0, 0, 0 4, 5, 6,
Jake can't
7,
have
8,
any because
9,
he's not
10,
here.
11.
12, 1, 2, 3, actually. Because it's 11. No, it's 11. It's 11. Hey, it's 11 p.m. UTC right now. Well, it's 11. Ah! 5, 6, it's 11. It's 11:44 p.m. UTC right now, so 12, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 1, 2, 3.
Master Chick 00, zero. OMG, please just stop. Please, stop, 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 stop.
I'm confused.
You're going the wrong way.
Oh, I am?
Right now, it is...
Master Chick 00, zero. Go backwards from 11 to 3.
1944, which is equal...
Oh!
It's 23...
Yeah, it's an hour
Master
off.
Master Chick 00, zero. Not forward.
Oh yeah, that's been happening to me. That happens to me. It starts out right, and then it's...
Master Chick 00. It's 8 hours off.
Well, yeah, no, but I mean, it's an hour off in my local time, so...
Master Chick 00. Yeah, it's an hour behind your local time.
Control, Oryx 8528 with you, flight level 320. Oryx 8528.
Sorry, the popcorn in your mouth.
Well, it could be potato chips. Actually, there was one time I thought Jesse was eating paper, not popcorn. Yeah, that's where that comes from. Remember when you had your beats solos or whatever the thing was?
Control, Oryx 8627 is with you out of flight level 330.
Oryx 8627.
Dude, it is saying Oryx, not FedEx.
Yeah, it is Oryx. That must be like an Indian airline or something. Actually, I haven't heard a FedEx airline on here yet. I didn't finish the whole entire bag. I have a bowl behind me. We might use the popcorn popper for a gathering. The big one, the big popcorn popper that you never saw.
Control, Oryx 6 9 7 level
330. Oryx 6 9 7.
Flight plan section for Rewa to Rucka, heading 600 degrees, distance 62 nautical miles, 8 minutes, 14 seconds, expected 3:54 and 28 seconds p.m., 13:54 Zulu time, local time 3:46 and 14 seconds p.m., 13:46 Zulu time.
No, that's fine.
What happened?
Oryx Aviation was born February 20th, 2006, as a Bavis, as a business private charter based out of Aruba.
Mm.
Master Jake 00. Okay, I'm going to lurk now.
Alright. And here's some, reading for ya.
K7ZUM. https://airlinestory.co.
So that's probably why they have that accent.
Or
close
Jake
to it.
Going?
Huh?
Where's Jake going?
Oh, he's just lurking. But I gave it, you can read it in the, you can read that history too if you want to in the Twitch, on the Twitch page. At first it gave me Orbit. I'm like, no, that's not what I'm looking for.
No, I've been too busy watching nice disaster documentaries.
Why do you torture yourself?
Oh, come on. They're very interesting.
Oh, I didn't say they weren't. Right now, in these times, probably is not the best time to watch disaster documentaries. You don't want to throw that out there for the, you don't want to throw that, you know, out to the universe for yourself, do you? Mm-hmm. It's 5:10 already?
The butter, milk, chicken, sandwich. With French fries.
Control, Oryx 2619, giving you auto flight level 350.
Roger. Oryx 2619.
You present
head. Oryx 2619.
Control, Oryx 6595 is with you at light level 270. Oryx 6595.
Roger. Static.
Oh, well. Someone's panic symbols all over the place. Or another hi-hat.
I've watched everything from planes to a problem with a funicular thing. Which I didn't know what that really was till now. It's actually like a train.
Sounds like one of those little tiny like shuttle trains or something, like those, like that spring sprinter.
It's like a train that goes like on this track like, through like this mountain, like the ski resort. Yeah, except something happened and the thing caught fire or something.
Oh,
apparently one of the heater like a heater melted through the casing or something, and then there was like hydraulic fluid leaking out of one of the pipes.
Oh, jeez.
And what else happened? And there's a bunch of them. And I've gotten to hear some very interesting airplane noises. Especially the very familiar. Especially the really familiar the overspeed clacker.
I don't think though that can. I mean, I don't think that can cause an accident by itself though.
No, they were overspeeding when they were coming in for a landing.
Oh, that can cause an accident.
Yep. And then they discovered what happened. It was the ever famous auto throttle.
I take it wasn't off.
No, they had turned off the auto throttle, but there was a valve that controlled the engine or something that stayed open, and it was still feeding fuel to the plane, even though the thing was, even though the throttle was at idle.
Oops. That's not good.
I've gotten to hear your favorite one.
Let me guess.
Don't
stall.
Sink.
Oh.
Cool.
Never mind.
Don't sink.
Oh.
Don't sink. Sink rate. synchrony.
Oh, God.
And apparently it does sound like that in real life.
No, I've heard it in real life, but the pilot was doing the check.
Master Jet 00, sir, I know you can't talk about this, so just give me a simple yes or no answer to this question. Is FS 2020 going to be as accessible as we are hoping?
Don't even
elaborate, just yes or no.
Actually, I don't know. And that's a true answer.
Nobody knows, Jake.
Master Jet 00, have you even tried it yet?
No, not yet. I only have 128 gigs left on my drive, and P3D is taking up all of it, so I have to uninstall P3D, install the sim, and not use P3D for about 4 months.
Control route, Trevor, 2723, Devon, at Lodge level 330.
What problem? 2723, Roger.
Master Jet 00, or just pass the alpha testing thing to someone who has the space to do it, like me.
No, sadly I'm not allowed to do that.
No, she can, because I think those things are linked actually to your account.
Mm-hmm. Master Jet 00, no, but you can tell Microsoft that you're unable and have them choose someone else.
Can't do that. I mean, I could opt out, but, I don't mind. I mean, I already have a plan in place. I've been actually preparing for that plan for the last...
Yeah, except Jake, knowing her, we won't see her testing until the beta comes out more than likely.
No, I've actually started
preparing.
Control,
Oryx 405 with you, flight level 300.
Oryx 4045, roger.
No, I've actually, started copying all my keys.
Master Jet 00, I doubt we'll see the testing at all, Jesse.
I've actually started copying the keys over, so uninstallation probably is going to start, this week. Well, I mean, after Sunday anyway.
Yeah, we're more than happy to hose it for you.
Oh, I know how to do a complete reinstall.
I'll
I'm just worried...
Note on your... No, dude.
Master Jet 00, goodbye Flight Sim Livestream.
I'll just do this.
Yeah, that's why I
American 1040, contact control 125.75.
Oh, yep, that's why I announced that.
125.75, American 1040, good day.
Until I can get my backup plan put into place.
Control American 1040 with you.
Jake,
level flight level 400.
Roger, American 1040.
Oh, for one thing, you don't sound like me.
Master Jet 00, fair enough, Jesse. Flight plan section from Bucket to Atuba, heading 591 degrees, distance 45 nautical miles, 5 minutes, 56 seconds, expected 4.7 seconds PM, 14.01 Zulu time, local time 3.55 and 11 seconds PM, 13.55 Zulu time. Master Jet 00, I'll accept the replacement.
Well, actually, you do still have...
Hold on a minute, I can make... Wait.
Roger, World Travel 8536.
Master Jet 00, who knows? I might just want you to stay.
Actually, you do have that key that I gave you,
Echo,
like, Tiaba,
Uniform, Echo, Yankee, Roger.
You still have it, right?
Control, Oryx 852 is with you. Leave a left, flight level 290.
Roger, Oryx 852.
I mean, you're more than welcome to do that. You could just let them know, hey, I'm taking over for her until she comes back.
Yeah, I'll just make my voice, you know, I'll just go into the reefer and make my voice sound like a girl, and then, you know, sort of
no,
like
why don't we just not do that?
Why not?
Because I like your voice the way it is.
Yeah, but then everybody will think it's you, and, you know.
Oh, so I've been told that I apparently sound like Ellen DeGeneres.
No, she doesn't. Ellen DeGeneres sounds a little bit more annoying.
Because someone was watching, like, they could Finding Nemo or something like that, and apparently I...
So So is this still your first flight, or is this your second?
Still my first. It's long. It's 1,100 nautical miles.
Wait till they have an open beta, and then they'll say, like, hey, you can stream all that you want on the open beta.
Oh, that's gonna be nice. You think they... I don't think they will, though.
Open beta? If it's a public beta, why wouldn't they?
I mean, I don't think they'll have a public beta.
They probably tell you, you know, like, oh, you know, just let them know that there's bugs in it.
No, but I don't think they're gonna have a public beta.
Why? I want to see... Why? I would want to see Jake look at a rocking plane, basically.
A rocking plane?
Oh, the 747 suffers from the rocking syndrome.
What do you mean?
It rocks.
Wait, what?
From side to side. While it's flying.
That's a little weird. In real life, I don't remember doing
Control, that. Siberian Airlines, 897 is with you at a flight level 350.
Oh,
Roger, Siberian Airlines, 897.
Siberian?
Uh-huh. Where the heck am I? Let me see. I can't even pronounce that. I'm over somewhere.
Wait, I did not even... Hey, Siri.
Cancel?
Hey Siri. Cancel. Hey Siri. Hey Siri. Goodbye. Siri. Goodbye. Oh, was it? Wait a minute. Why did it, like, act there? Did it?
Well, at least the 747 is not a rocket plane.
Oh, no, he's nuts. Oh, dude, there was a thing I heard today about a plane where, like, they were, like, I think it was a 747 or something. And they were flying, and all of a sudden a fire broke out inside of the cockpit.
Oh, God!
Damn, dude, and you heard, like, beep, 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 beep.
Jeez.
And you literally heard, like, the spark, like, the thing when the radio... broke.
I hope they have spares somewhere that they could, like, use to contact
the
control.
Plane literally landed like in a freak. The plane literally broke apart, like, right in the middle of the ocean.
Ooh.
No survivors. Everybody was dead. Plane parts like, scattered over like 80 kilometers. Three, like, everywhere, broken windows.
Sierra Papa Tango, Golf, Golf, Roger.
Do you remember the famous TWA Flight 800?
You know what? I think one of the disaster things I saw, I think, was about that flight.
Yeah, took off, I think, and then the plane just broke apart. That thing was, and I had just flown to California in a, I think probably a propeller, I mean, a prop. I mean, I think it was a regional jet because it sounded like a jet until it took off. Like, you know, the motor. I can't do it justice, but.
Wait, did you see.
Not radio,
wait, did you see the plane?
No. But, I had just flown into California, probably to Santa Barbara.
Flight plan section from Cuba to Javi, heading 590 degrees, distance 37 nautical miles, 4 minutes, 51 seconds, expected 4 and 6 and 18 seconds p.m., 14.06 noon time, local time 4, 27 seconds p.m., 14.01 noon time.
Witness, God forbid, an airplane crash?
Control, Oryx, 2425, is with you. Outdoor, flight level, 350.
Roger, Oryx, 2425, continue present heading.
Well, yeah, I mean, in my case, like, yeah, I think that crash happened about a week after I arrived, and then the Olympics happened that summer too. Where the bomb was. So a lot happened in 1996.
Yeah. Trust me, runaway train plus parked train plus heavy speeds equals big
disaster.
Bang and, yeah. Oh, that sounds cool.
Why do I suddenly have the runaway train song stuck in my head? One from the 90s.
And I think there was a movie called Runaway Train or Runaway or something.
There was a motion ride in Excalibur called The Runaway Train.
Ooh.
It was cool.
Nice.
Yep. We called them motion machines in the 90s. And you could see the track on the screen.
Oh, so it was like a synth.
Well, we didn't call it that. There was a bar that went down over your lap, and everyone called them motion machines. But it was so cool. And then we went, a few months later, we went with a friend of mine to one in Excalibur that had this roller coaster. They did a pretty good job implementing, like, imitating that, actually.
Oh, dude, I saw once somebody was telling me, a friend of mine, she was telling me that they have, like, these seats in theaters in Canada that they move or something according to the movie or something like that.
Whoa!
And I was telling her, oh yeah, I wouldn't want to watch you-know-what type of movie. She's
my
like,
mind was just going there, actually.
She's like, dude, you're weird. And I go, well, you're the one that started it with the moving chairs in the theater.
Game of Thrones? I wonder how that would feel in a theater.
Mm-hmm.
My mom and dad are watching that now. I'm like, okay. And they're like, you want to watch it? I'm like, no.
Oh, they have HBO?
No, it's on Netflix.
Game of Thrones?
I think so. It's funny because my mom started playing that theme on the TV, and I'm like, what is that? Mario something? She goes, no, you haven't heard that before? I'm ashamed of you. I don't love you anymore.
Ooh, Jake disappeared.
Oh, dear. I think Fatima's awake, so he's probably going to say hi to her.
Master Jake 00, I heard my name.
Oh! Oh, nothing. We were just saying that your lunch. Or dinner. Do you want to be barbecued or fried?
Master Jake 00, no, what were you saying?
Oh, he said you disappeared. You mean about the
moving chairs for the porn? Sorry, for the moving in the theater, or the thing about Sarah riding in a motion simulator, or?
Flight plan section from Charlie to Zilla, heading 612 degrees, distance 86 nautical miles, 11 minutes, 24 seconds, expected 4:17 and 54 seconds p.m., 14:17 Zulu time, local time 4:06 and 29 seconds p.m., 14:06 Zulu time. Master Jake 00, yeah, I was lurking again. For dinner I don't know what I'll have, but I know I'm showering beforehand. I feel
No, Jake, your dinner. You are dinner.
Yeah, they're gonna put Jake inside of an air fryer.
No, actually, I think barbecuing would be best. Our barbecue's bigger anyway.
Master Joke 00, I was breakfast for Fatima earlier.
Oh.
How's Ash doing, by the way?
He's following us, which is good. They did make an appointment, just in case, so at least he could be x-rayed to see what happened. I mean, but now that he's a little bit better, I don't know if they're going to find anything, but I mean, maybe... or I think they are in the process of making an appointment, I'm not really sure, but it is going to be with the same doctor who helped Gatsby.
Wait, when is the appointment?
I don't know.
Oh.
And besides, he needs to get his shots anyway. So does Charles.
Oh boy. I'm assuming he's going too?
Probably.
That's gonna be fun.
Even though they're not, I mean, Charles isn't old. Well, actually, we don't really know how old he is. We think he's either 4, 5, or 6.
Vet tell?
Yeah, probably. Well, I don't know.
Or can they tell by his DNA or something? Or blood samples or something?
No. I mean, a lot of people think I'm 19. Actually, I'm quite surprised that on that tour boat, I didn't... I mean, I brought my ID with me, but I'm very surprised it wasn't needed.
No, because you were with us, probably.
I was with you, you dunce bucket. I squeezed the crap out of your hand when we were on that little... on that open place, and I thought we were going to die. Okay, maybe I wasn't that bad, but yeah.
What open place?
You remember when he said, "Oh, we're gonna go wide open."
We're all gonna die.
Oh, of course. Remember when he said we're gonna throttle wide open and it's a little bit rough and everything like that and.
Not radio. Two has back calls.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because
you had never gone out on the open. Well, just kind of like a little bit of like an open area that you go through.
Yeah, I used to. Not in Florida, though. Back. When I was back home, I used to go out on the open ocean all the time to fish.
Did you ever fish yourself?
No, I was... Well, I think I tried, but I wasn't strong enough to haul in the big old, you know, catfish that we had to bang on the head. Well, I don't think... I don't actually know what it was. I don't know what it was. I don't know what kind of fish it was. It doesn't translate.
I remember I went fishing with my dad and his friend, and they caught like my first fish, and I started jumping up and down and stuff. And my dad's like, "Shh, be quiet! You're gonna scare all the fish away."
And then
I pulled up the fish, and then like my dad's like, and then my dad's friend's like, "Oh, look how cute! He caught his first fish." And it was like this little tiny. It wasn't too little. I mean, we ate it. I think we ate it for dinner.
Oh, wasn't that the time you found out you ate your own fish and you...
Yeah, my mom, like, we brought, like, all the fish home. My dad had caught some. I had caught a couple. And my mom's, like...
Master Jack 00, I caught a fish once. Master Jack 00, that was quite an experience.
Oryx 8744, continue present heading.
I caught my first fish.
Roger, Oryx 8747.
The earthquake hit like a week later. No, like 2 days, 3 days later.
Did you end up eating it, Jake?
Yeah, did you end up eating it? We didn't end up eating mine. It got spoiled. But I got to dissect it.
Oh no, my mom fried it, like, right away, like, when she's like, "Oh, how cute! Oh, by the way, this is our dinner."
what a way to, just knock you off a ladder of pride there.
Yeah, no, but it was cool, and I could hear, and I could hear the fish, like...
Master Jig 00, we were at a pond in this guy's yard. Well, technically a small lake, so we had to throw anything we caught back.
Oh, okay. Well, you've had fish, though, right, Jake? I hope.
What was really cool was that when I caught the fish, I was actually, my dad's like, look,
Master Jake 00.
I was actually,
Master Jake 00, not usually a fan of it.
Able
Master
Jake 00, like,
but sometimes it's good.
Good
I was able to feel like its mouth like moving or whatever.
Yeah.
Like it like trying to breathe, I guess.
Yep, yep.
And all of a sudden it just went zoop. Yep. And it just died, and then my dad took this thing and skinned it and took off the little the spines or whatever, the scales. And yeah.
I used to actually enjoy watching the fish flop around in this bucket of water until he died. I was really morbid when I was a kid.
You know, my dad let me hold it. He showed me where the fish's mouth was. And I put the... And of course, after it was dead, he let me put my hand inside of its mouth.
Aww.
And it had, like, these little teeth.
Yep.
Yeah, my dad didn't want me to put the hand in it because I wanted to put my hand in it as it was using...
Master Jake 00, in Cosmic Rage there's a death scene where you're basically a fish and you bite on a delicious insect and you get dragged out of the water and you're trying to breathe and then you can return to the living.
Oh, I remember that scene. I remember that scene. One of them, I think I was a lion.
Wait, you died and you turn into a lion?
No, it's a death scene that plays while you're dead.
Well, hold on, anything's possible. You're the one that you thought that you had to eat, that you could eat,
washing machines, airplanes. Yeah, the humans really didn't like me much.
And for some odd reason, you didn't know what ice cream was.
No, of course I didn't know what ice thing was. Although, I tried what I've never tried in the real world. I think it was chocolate and vanilla or something like that.
I've tried it mixed and not one of my favorites.
Really? I think it would sound good because, I mean, I've had, what was it, chocolate, vanilla, and strawberry, the Neapolitan kind, I think?
Yeah, I've tried chocolate and strawberry.
Chocolate and vanilla is such an amazing combination.
I think
I've Master Jake 00, not for ice cream.
Oh, well. I think I actually did try chocolate and vanilla once. It was okay.
Master Jake 00, I don't like chocolate ice cream.
Oh yeah, I did too. I can't eat it ever again.
Oh.
Yeah. Mainly because of my allergy now.
Great, first your brother, now you.
Master Jake 00, but chocolate cake with vanilla frosting, or the inverse, is absolutely amazing.
Oh god, yeah, that's heavenly.
What?
Chocolate cake with vanilla frosting? Or vanilla cake with chocolate frosting?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. PF3 didn't crash yet.
What can you tell?
I just went and it's like disconnected.
Master Jake 00, or with both types of frosting mixed, is also really, really good.
Oh, I think I've had that too. Yum.
Control Sierra Papa Delta Golf Bravo with you, level black level 100.
Roger, Sierra Papa Delta Golf Bravo.
Master Jake 00, I've had some absolutely amazing cake before. I remember one of my birthdays a long time ago, Mom bought me a cake that was, it was unlike any cake I've had since.
You know what's really hilarious? That some of these like disasters are literally like errors, human errors.
Yeah.
Like one of them were like a plane like literally like blew up in like midair. It was because of something with the center tank.
Jeez.
The center tank literally like blew up.
Oh my god.
And there were like these helicopters in the area, and they literally saw like the burn up, and you just saw like debris like scattered.
Mastitude 00,
it's
had solid pieces of chocolate.
558, Roger.
Just enough.
Sounds good.
Yum.
Mastitude 00, it was amazing.
Imagine.
Mastitude 00, I remember for my fourth birthday I had cupcakes and a singing candle.
A singing candle? A singing candle? Wow!
Oh, did it go...
Wow. Mastitude 00, well, it played music.
Aww.
Oh, it played music when you lit it up.
Oh, that would be cool. I still remember my seventh birthday when my cake caught on fire.
Oh.
Mastitude 00, know if you twisted it.
Oh.
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 Actually, one of these days, I'm gonna. One of these days, if I ever go to Sarah's birthday, whatever, I'm gonna put. I'm gonna put sparklers on her cake.
Oh God!
That'd be funny.
I don't think I'd be able to eat the cake.
Oh come on, that'd be cool as hell.
I don't think I'd be able to eat the cake.
Sparkly cake.
Master Jack 00 or bottle rockets.
Oh no!
Oh! Oh, that would be cool. Like, we're singing happy birthday, and then at the end, like, bottle rockets come out of the cage.
You'd have to time it.
Mastitude 00, blow out the fuse before it explodes in your face.
Oh, yeah. No.
Oh, what happened?
Blow out the fuse before it explodes in your face.
Yeah.
No, maybe not. I don't think I'd want to be faceless. Or dead.
Or we can put Whistling Dixies.
Mastitude 00, all 39 fuses.
I'm actually going to be at version 3.8 this year.
Master Jack 00, isn't that how old you're turning this year?
No! Don't put me at 48!
Master Jack 00, oh, just 1 year.
Yeah, just one.
Master Jack 00, I was close.
Yeah. I'm reaching the age soon where I'm always going to be 29.
Okay.
Master Jack 00, at least I didn't say 40.
Oh god, I'm going to have to kill you, Jake. Twice.
Or we can put firecrackers in the cake.
Oh god.
Master Jack 00, ha ha ha. Anyway, I'm going to shower and have dinner.
Oh, okay. Have a fun dinner, Jake.
Ooh, yum yum. Have fun.
I found FS Real Time.
Nice. How much? $89?
No, I think it's free.
Where?
I think it's 3dsoftworks.net. 3dsoftworks.net.
Like the number 3, the letter D, softworks.
Master Jack 00,
free to use for an hour, then you have to close and reopen it. If you pay $20, you can use it forever, basically.
Okay. Wow.
Right plan section from Poland to Abaku, heading 606 degrees. Distance 26 nautical miles. 3 minutes, 23 seconds. Expected 424 and 48 seconds PM. 1424 Zulu time. Local time 421 and 25 seconds PM. 1421 Zulu time.
Roger, Sierra Papa Tango Lima Mike, continue present heading.
Sierra Papa Tango Lima Mike.
I don't think I'd be able to like run this now while I'm flying.
American 1040, contact control on 131.72.
131.72, American 1040. Control American 1040 is with you at flight level 400.
American 1040, roger.
Control Oscar, there, Hilo Papa Zulu with you. Out of flight level 120.
Roger, Oscar, Hotel, Hilo Papa Zulu.
Roger,
Oryx 6331.
Flight plan section from Abaku to Maxat, heading 609 degrees, distance 45 nautical miles, 5 minutes, 55 seconds, expected 4:30 and 49 seconds PM, 14:30 Zulu time, local time 4:24 and 54 seconds PM, 14:24 Zulu time.
Control, Sierra Papa Zulu Wanky Hotel is with you at flight level 100.
Sierra Papa Zulu Yankee Hotel, roger.
Control, world travel 1695 with you at flight level 290.
World travel 1695, roger.
Okay, I'll restart after I'm done.
Oryx 1330, roger.
Oh, it wants you to restart?
Yeah.
Ugh.
You guys already had dinner? Oh, you didn't have dinner yet?
No, not yet.
Oh, nice.
And Sarah has to get her ended.
Yeah, I'm not really sure when that's going to be.
So, I'll be back in a while.
Alright.
Just going on, and then I'll be back in a bit of squad, okay?
Alright, sure.
I'll meet you.
Oh, I'll miss you too. Have fun. Bye. So I plan on getting legs 5 and 6 done today. And then tomorrow 7 and 8.
Roger. America 5963.
Sierra, Papa, November, X-ray,
Roger.
Control, Pacific Express 7830, outline level 320.
Roger, Pacific Express 7830.
Flight plan section from Lipsack to Destin, heading 551 degrees, distance 77 nautical miles, 10 minutes, 13 seconds, expected 4:41 and 34 seconds p.m., 14:41 Zulu time, local time 4:31 and 20 seconds p.m., 14:31 Zulu time.
Control, Oryx 6517 with you, out of flight level 00. Roger, Oryx 6517.
American 1040, contact control on 129.7.
129.7.